Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. After receiving his annual fire briefing this week, Governor Greg Gianforte is expressing confidence that the collaboration between state, local, and federal firefighters is ready to tackle whatever the summer brings.
We've invested in some new technologies. We have state resources. Our National Guard is trained up, and we have contractors ready to go to work, and we have collaborative agreements with neighboring states. So I just want to praise our firefighters, dispatchers, first responders. Last year, DNRC kept 94% of the fires under their direct protection to 10 acres or less. That's good news. We're going to this year again pursue an aggressive attack on all wildland fires, provided we can keep our firefighters safe.
Gianforte believes changes at the federal level have also helped remove some of the state's frustration with previous Forest Service administrators, which he felt weren't being aggressive enough in fighting some fires. Turnout for Tuesday's primary election was pretty weak, at least based on the unofficial results, which showed turnout both at the polls and through mail ballots didn't break 38%. Out of 791,000 registered voters in Montana, a total of 297 ballots had been cast, with most of the precincts reporting. Vote by mail remained popular as well and productive for Tuesday's vote. Secretary of State Kristi Jacobson says nearly 238,000 absentee ballots were back in county election offices by 5 p.m. on Election Day. That's about 46% and doesn't count ballots that were dropped off later in the evening. Montana Democrats calling for party unity and rallying behind their newly finalized November ticket. Following the voting, party leaders congratulating the state's top federal nominees, Alani Bankhead for U.S. Senate, Sam Forstag for Montana's 1st Congressional District, and Brian Miller for the 2nd Congressional District. This is the Montana State News Network.
We all hear.